بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد،
you know, this is a concept of mine. I call it the master or victim, and I say choose your stance in life. The essential truth is that living life is about making choices, choosing to be a victim or choosing to be a master. Both of these are subject to the givens of society or environment, but they have very different implications on you, your life, your development, and your happiness. Who is a master? Who is a victim? Victims are people who complain. I'm giving you the, so that you can assess for yourself where you fit. Victims are people who complain. You ask somebody, why is your career going no place? Oh, you know, it's because I'm a Muslim. They discriminate against Muslims. It's because of this, because of that. The reason for your failure for victims is always outside there somewhere. The reason I am not succeeding is always somebody else's fault. This is the, to me, this is the single biggest identifying feature of whether you are a master or a victim, is exporting of blame. It's always somebody's fault. This applies to individuals, it applies to organizations, it applies to countries, it applies everywhere. Always something else. Then second thing is excuses. Somebody says, pick up some so-and-so at this time, you are late. Why are you late? Oh, you know, it was the traffic. Oh, this happened. That phone call came. Does it solve the issue? Does it change the problem that you are late? No. So, blaming others, excuses do not change reality. If I lose my wallet, and I come and tell you now how I went through this huge crowd and so on and so forth, and how somebody picked my pocket, and you tell me, Shaikh, you know, you're absolutely right, it's not your fault. Will my wallet come back into my pocket magically somewhere? No, it's gone, khalas. Excuses do not change reality. Masters, on the other hand, they don't say what happened, they say, what can I do about this? Sure, even a person with a masterful stance, if it hurts, it hurts. Maybe you are disappointed for a while. Maybe you cry a few tears, but you don't sit there in that space. You get up and say, all right, so this is what has happened. Now, what can I do about that? Whatever it is. What action can I do to change myself, to change my circumstances, to get out of this mess that I find myself in? Maybe it is created by me, maybe it is not even created by me, but I am in this mess, it is hurting. What can I do to change that? So they think of solutions, they own responsibility for themselves. My submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is the choice is ours. Choose for yourself, what do you want to be? Because life is math. Life is an equation. Right? Take this equation here. 2 plus 4 equals 6. So, supposing I say, well, 6 is not good enough for me, I want 8. In this life equation, one side of the equation is in your control, the second side is not in your control. So, you control only one side of the equation, that 2 is in your control, the 4 is not in your control. You say, I want 8. What do you need to do? Make dua. Won't work. I'll guarantee you it won't work. No, seriously, think about it. 2 is in your control, 4 is not in your control, 2 plus 4 is 6, you want 8. What can you do? Huh? Make 2 plus 2, make 2 into 4, right? 2 is in your control, right? So, make 2 into 2,000, make 2 into 2 million, what's your problem? What dua you want to make? Allah gave it to you, 2 in your control, that side of the equation is in your control. You want to leave it there and make dua? Sorry, it doesn't work. Try it and see. Don't believe me. But if you want to take that 2 and make it into 4, 4 plus 4 is what? 8. What happens to a lot of us is you focus on that 4. You say, oh, but you see, that is not in my control. Sure, it's not in your control. That will never be in your control. That is out of your control. But that doesn't matter. That does not matter. Because what is in your control is enough for you to change the outcome. 2 is in my control. I can take that 2 and make it whatever I want to get whatever result I want. I just have to work with the environment which is out there. Right? There is snow, there is 10 feet of snow, I have to go somewhere. What do I do? What do you need to do? Huh? It's in your, snow is not in your control, right? You can't bring it down, but what can you do? Find a way of going, you know, get snowshoes, find a snow blower, get a snow plow, get a helicopter, I mean, whatever. This part of it is in your control. But you can sit there and say, well, you know, what can I do? There is so much of snow. All right. So you have an excuse. Does it change the fact that you didn't move from where you... So if you had to go somewhere, get something, you had to catch this flight, you had to meet somebody or whatnot, and you did nothing, you complained about the snow, does it change your life? No. And are you justified in doing that? No, you're not. Because you had so many options, you didn't do any of that. And you say, well, you see, what can I do? There is snow. That's nonsense. That is nonsense. The kings of Russia, of Georgia, those were the kingdoms in those days. Russia was not a name. The kings of Russia, in winter, they said the Mongols cannot invade now. That's the danger is past because we are now in winter. The Russian winter destroyed the army of Napoleon. It broke the back. So in the time of Genghis Khan in the 12th century, they said the Mongols cannot come now because everything is frozen. The Mongols had a commander-in-chief called Subodai. What did Subodai do? Subodai said, this is the best thing that happened to us because we are going to ride on the frozen rivers. We don't have to cross rivers anymore. This is good news for us. And next thing you know, the Mongol army was at the door of the Georgian Empire, the Russian empires, and they flattened them. Same story, Beijing, what is called the Forbidden Kingdom, the Chinese, they said the same thing. They said, the Mongols cannot invade us now because everything is frozen. You got minus 40 temperatures. There's ice everywhere. And the commander there was Genghis Khan himself. You know what he did? The Great Wall of China was built against the Mongols. The Mongols never even went near that Great Wall. You know what Genghis did? Genghis Khan went over the mountain. He took his whole army over the mountain into Beijing. And Beijing burned for 1 month. Circumstances. Oh, there is so much of ice. One person says, oh, so much. Other one says, this is beautiful. There's so much of ice. That's exactly what I want. Because I don't need to cross rivers. I don't need to build bridges. The river is frozen. I ride my horse on the ice. Right? It's a matter of how you look at it. Marriages. You have happy marriages, you have disasters. As I told you, be happily married or write poetry. One side of the equation you control. Which side is that? The side you see in the mirror. The other side of the equation you don't control. But you still need a happy marriage. What must you do? Do what it takes to make sure that the outcome is a happy marriage. It is in your control. But this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. Organizations. You are the employer. You've got employees. They're not in your control. You're paying them a salary. That means nothing. But you want happy people. You want motivated people. You want people to work hard. What can you do? What must you do? Look at your side of the equation. And you say, how am I as an employer? In 1994, the first time India, the Indian market opened, a lot of IT companies from here went to India. Microsoft opened a branch, one of Microsoft's suppliers, the guy is a good friend of mine, he called me one day, he said, please come to a TGIF. So 1994, I didn't know what was a TGIF. So I said, what's TGIF? He said, thank God it's Friday. So I said, when did you become a Muslim? He said, no, I'm not talking about, I thought he's talking about going to Juma. He said, no. He said, thank God it's Friday, meaning that at the end of the day, we have this gathering and, you know, beer and samosas. So people are, they celebrate because the week is over. So I said to him, you know, that's serious bad news. He said, what do you mean? I said, if you are running a company where people are celebrating that the week is over, there is something seriously wrong with how you're running the company. Why are they celebrating? I mean, this whole week was so painful that because it is over now, you need to celebrate. He tells me, man, you are a real, I said, no, I'm asking a question. You got people celebrating TGIF, you should have TGIM. Thank God it's Monday, I'm starting work, I love this place, I love coming to work here, I love the work. That is what you want people to say. You don't want people to say, oh my God, thank God this is over. It's a way of how you look at things. Right? All right. That's why I say development is a product of thought, not time. You won't develop just because time has passed. You will develop if you do something about development. And that's why I say the only way to get is to give. You want trust, hide people's faults. Don't talk about them. You want caring, show concern. You want fun, laugh often. You want respect, be thankful. You want harmony, accept differences. You want appreciation, don't be critical. You want happiness, forgive mistakes. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.